I want to speak to John Wiley, who's at the Met Office. John, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
John, it is so dismal, isn't it? Like, I've been off for 3 weeks. I was lucky enough to be out of the country for at least a week, and the sun was shining in Poland where I was. But I've been up and down to Donegal. It's been miserable. I was over in England. It was fine for the few days that I was over there. Any time that I happened to be around Belfast or down to Dublin or up to Donegal, it was raining. So is it set to continue for the foreseeable?
Unfortunately, Frank, I think it is. I've been trying desperately to find something positive to say about the weather, but you're right, it has been dismal. Looking at the figures for July provisionally, it's the coolest July since 1993. And although temperatures probably over the first half of August won't be quite as low as they were in July, that's only relatively speaking. The weather remains unsettled. The other feature of the weather that people have been noticing well is the wind this summer. It always seems to be windy, and that's certainly going to be true over the next 24 hours or so. Some really quite blustery winds to come through the afternoon and evening.
Is it just down to the fact that sometimes we get like a stagnant high over us in the summertime and we think, oh, this is a great summer because we've had six or seven hot sunny days, but this summer there tends to be slow-moving lows coming through?
Yeah, that's right. I think most summers in this part of the world, 8 out of 10, are of the unsettled variety, Frank. You do get the odd one where high pressure sticks around more than it normally does. And that was true, actually, of July 2013, just a couple of years ago, and to a lesser extent last year. But we're back to we've reverted to type, if you like, this year. And as you say, the frustrating thing is the fine summery weather has been frustratingly close. Basically, south of Birmingham, they've had a great summer so far, and temperatures in the London area quite frequently up into the mid to high 20s, so close but no cigar, I'm afraid.
I was watching last night, Match of the Day or whatever, and the game between Chelsea and Arsenal. It had been played obviously yesterday afternoon. There was so hot. Arsene Wenger, the manager, the sweat was dripping off him. So why is it that the weather is so good there and we're not having any of it?
Well, it's actually typical of the weather in this part of the world, Frank. We've got a jet stream which is just sitting just to the south of us. That puts us on the wrong side of the jet stream. It means the weather across northern Britain, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and often large parts of Ireland as well, is unsettled, it's changeable, it's windy, it's breezy. But on the other side of the jet stream, just across southern England, it's fine, warm and sunny. And of course, across continental Europe, they're having an absolute scorcher. Temperatures have been in the high 30s for a large part of the summer.
Yeah, I was slightly embarrassed this morning because we have a friend staying from Spain for a week, and this was her first morning in the house. One of the things we had to do last night, knowing that she was arriving, was ensure that the central heating was on, which is a total shame for any of us to be running central heating or indeed lighting fires, as I was during my summer holiday. You touched on it. It's cold and there's an autumnal feel to things.
Very much so. I think most people, a few people have said to me, actually, we've gone beyond cool and it is cold, and most people have been putting the heat on for an hour in the evenings to take the chill off the house. Just no sunshine during the day to warm the rooms or to warm the atmosphere. So unfortunately, that's just the way it is, Frank. It's the part of the world we live in.
So I gave a hint there during the weather forecast of what it's going to be like for the next 24 hours. Just sum up the week for me.
Very changeable. On the breezy side, certainly to begin with, I think we'll be looking at further rain or showers at times. The odd heavy burst of rain coming through as well, more particularly through the second half of Wednesday and for a time on Friday. Just a little hint that could be a ridge of high pressure, which will give us a fair weather interlude at some point over the weekend. But always short-lived, these things. The general theme, Frank, for quite some time, certainly up until the middle of the month, is unsettled.
So a little hint that there might be something this weekend for the big air show down in Newcastle.
There is on Saturday, but the detail's still a long way off. But at the moment, I'm getting the feeling maybe Saturday might be the better of the weekend days.
OK, John, thank you very much for that. John Wiley up at the Met Office. A very little to put a spring in your step or a smile on your face, but we'll do our best.